Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wear Your Dreams, Season 2, Episode 7.
I think it's nice to kind of, teach people and give away everything that you do know. I think holding on to things doesn't really leave room for growth. And the more you give away, I think the more you have the ability to take in and learn and, to keep your mind open and free. So I think that's important.
Hey, dreamers, you are listening to Wear Your Dreams, an amazingly inspiring podcast where we speak to the coolest girl millionaires, girl bosses, and fashion entrepreneurs. If you have ever dreamed of creating your own business, then this podcast will give you all the tips, advice, and inspiration to make it happen. Lego.
Are you ready to make 2016 your best year yet? Well, visit bemigirl.com/dream and sign up to receive the official WYD Dream Kit. We've created the coolest tools to help you make those 2016 goals happen. Lego. Hey guys, we are back. We've had a bit of a break, a season break, but we are here again with episode 7 of season 2. And I'm really, really excited for today's episode, as we are speaking to Aliyah Al-Rafai. Love her name, so beautiful. She is a stylist and consultant and used to work for Harper's Bazaar in India. And she really speaks about her journey into fashion and how it was something that she always loved. And then, of course, she was given the opportunity to style. I won't give away too much because I do want you to listen to the episode. But what I do love about her story is that she was self-taught. And it was really because of her passion that she was able to get into the industry. And I guess it really showed me that if there's something that you love enough and you're willing to learn, you're willing to kind of soak in all the information you need, that you can get there. And not only that, but you can be at the top of your game. Because, Aliyah is at the top of her game in terms of fashion in India. If a brand wants to break into the country, they're going to her. And this is someone that didn't study fashion. So it was really inspiring to hear her story. Let me know what you guys think. I want to ask you to do something different today, that if you love the episode, I'd love you to head over to bemigirl.com and comment on the show notes of this episode, which is episode number 7. So I'm going to go into the show again and hope you guys love it. Hey everyone, welcome to Wear Your Dreams. I'm Alice Alouiton, founder of Bemi, and today I have a very special guest. I'm talking to Aliyah Al-Rafai. Aliyah is a fashion stylist and consultant based in India. She started out working as a stylist on India's first mainstream Bollywood movie on the theme of fashion. Her skill and passion was instantly recognized because she was recruited straight out of the movie set to Harper's Bazaar, India. She's worked some amazing roles, including chief stylist and JR fashion editor, while simultaneously managing the Mumbai office of the magazine. A true girl boss. Aliyah's role has enabled her to work with international designers and talent, as well as India's leading celebrities, models, and designers. Aliyah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alice. Thank you.
Now, I'm so glad that you're joining us today. And I've said a very short intro about you. So could you tell us a bit more about who you are and your background?
Well, I come from a multicultural background. I've been born and brought up in Mumbai in India, but my father's Arab and my mum is Indian. So it's quite an interesting mix. And I kind of think of myself as a world citizen. Of sorts, yeah.
Awesome. And so just to really delve right into your journey as a fashion stylist and consultant, what attracted you to kind of get into styling?
Well, to be honest with you, since a very young age, I've been obsessed with fashion. I traveled a lot around the world ever since I was probably born. And so I was exposed, to different cultures, street style around the world. I would notice things. And I somehow found myself inspired by everything. I would have a Vogue magazine at, being like 10 or 12. And I would like go through the magazine and admire every single page. I remember being all of, I think, 14 and standing in a store window at Harrods and begging my mom for a pair of Patrick Cox shoes. And she would look at me like I was this crazy child. No, I can't get you those. You can't have that. I think I was also, I used to watch a lot of John Galliano shows when, he just came into Dior, and I was really young, and his couture shows, I would just watch them in such awe and amazement. And I think that my journey with fashion started from a very young age, simply with an obsession.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about your journey into kind of working as a stylist. So kind of how did that all happen?
Well, interestingly enough, I've never studied fashion. As much as I love the subject, I think a lot of what I learned was self-taught. Again, for me, styling is something that comes innately to you. I finished my master's degree in commerce and then went on to do another certificate course in international understanding with the UN Study Center here in India. And then I always, of course, love fashion, but then one day I decided, okay, I've studied enough. Let me do something I love. And an opportunity came along to be part of a Bollywood movie. And for me, this was something that was completely new genre, I away from everything I know and away from everything I've done. I didn't have my father's support. Again, he was somebody who was conservative. I came from an Arab family. For him, fashion was something that was really just frivolous. I found myself lying for an entire year while I worked as an intern on this movie project. It was an amazing experience because the movie was all about the fashion industry. So I got to really work with the best models and photographers and designers. I was really exposed to everything, with fashion in India. And there was a lot going on because that's really when it all just started, around 8-9 years ago. So that's how my journey really began. It was long hours, hard work. Costume design is something that's really interesting. And yes, I think I really learned a lot. It was a solid grounding for me. And Bollywood, of course, is almost a $3 billion industry in India. Yeah. So it's huge. It's huge. Yeah.
That sounds so fun. So how did you kind of transition to working for Harper's Bazaar? How did that happen?
This is a funny story. So right after I finished working on the movie was round about the time, I think, when The Devil Wears Prada came out. And I found myself sitting in a movie cinema watching this movie thinking, oh, my God, this is the ideal life. This is what I want. And believe it or not, Harper's was then just entering India. It was a new market for them. They were just coming in and looking to put a team together. And I came recommended. So they approached me asking, if I wanted to come in for an interview. And so I joined them as a fashion assistant. Slowly watched myself work the ladder up. I think I got the most amount of promotions anybody ever got at the magazine. So that was fun and an amazing experience.
Yeah. Tell us a bit more about it. What kind of things would you do whilst you worked there?
Everything. I can honestly answer this question as everything from being a foot model to being, really a runner to being a fashion editor to being a stylist. I was really everything to handling administration in the office. I took on every role that I could possibly imagine during my time at the magazine. Yeah.
And what would you say was kind of the most difficult part of your fashion career?
Well, I think the most difficult part of my fashion career was working in the magazine. I would say that because I think, again, you know, we're mostly an all women's office, and there are a lot of issues that happen in a fashion office, if I have to be, correct and admit, because you learn to deal with a lot of people's insecurities. You learn to deal with, I think, people a lot. And that's the hardest part in fashion. It's extremely competitive. You have to be ahead of the game always to kind of create a mark and make a name for yourself and really, you know, to show what you have to show. So I think that's something that for me, I found challenging working in the magazine. Every day was, a new challenge. While my job was exciting and I loved it, I also sometimes found myself tired and exhausted. And then somehow I'd find a way to bounce back purely for the love of, what I did. Mm. So I think that's something that definitely, was the hardest part. Yeah.
Yeah. And how long did you work at Harper's Bazaar?
Almost 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. And then what was kind of the next step for you once you'd done your 4 years there?
Well, the next step for me after Harper's, I decided to branch out on my own. Mm. One day I decided, okay, you know what? I need to do something different and I wanted to grow. So I decided to just quit Harper's. I had no plan, nothing in mind. I just left, quit. And then the next day, surprisingly enough, it was really the next day that I was approached, by a magazine in China who were coming to India to do an editorial shoot. And they wanted to know if I'd come on board. And I was, of course, this was an amazing opportunity for me. We shot, Chanel did a pre-fall collection, I think, which was based on Bombay as a theme. So we actually did an editorial shoot for this Chinese magazine. And that was really exciting. And that was my first start after the magazine. I then put a team together. I now have 5 girls who work with me and I have an amazing team. And I slowly ended up doing a lot of advertising work, editorials, fashion shows. So different aspects of fashion. Yeah. So it's been amazing.
So how do you kind of find the transition from working for somebody else to now working for yourself? What's that journey been like?
I think that journey has been interesting. I think it really helps you grow a lot. You learn to take on a lot more responsibility. I also think that, it's helped me learn a lot being on my own. And it's also helped me get a certain amount of recognition, which has also been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And would you kind of, what kind of comments would you say once you kind of decided that, right, this is what I want to do, I now want to go out and branch off by myself? Was there any kind of apprehensions? Was there any fear? What was kind of going on through your mind when you kind of decided that?
Well, I was a little bit scared, but I think at first I was a little bit scared, but then I thought to myself, I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
And I think I was overall quite positive. I'm a positive person and I think things just, worked out.
Mm, awesome. So take us through a typical day in the life of Aaliyah now. What kind of things do you do from day to day?
Wow, I'm a bit of a breakfast enthusiast, I have to admit. there's a famous quote that says, that I feel that people who have time for breakfast really have their lives together. So I'm the one person who's up early morning preparing like these amazing breakfasts for myself, listening to my jazz music in the morning. And that's really how my day starts. It depends if it's a shoot day or if it's a prep day for a shoot. Mostly on shoot days, of course, I'm in the studio early and then it's an entire work day. But otherwise, it's a lot of sometimes meeting with the designers, sourcing things for shoots. So it's a lot of pick, pack, unpack.
Yeah.
Life of a stylist. So that's what a regular day looks like.
I love it. And I was sort of looking at your Instagram. It's clear that people kind of love following you and your kind of fashion creativity. So what do you think has been the one thing that you do really well that's made people interested in kind of what you're doing?
Well, I think I style a lot of Bollywood celebrities, but unlike a lot of other stylists who do style Bollywood celebrities, I think people don't just follow me for the interest in the people celebrities I style, but also in a way for my own personal style. I like to keep things current and on trend and modern at the same time. So I think like my personal style is dynamic, a little bit edgy and unique. And I think people really enjoy that.
Awesome. And now we're going to go into the style and color talk. I'm going to really talk about, you know, all things style. So what would you say has influenced your style?
Oh, wow. Well, I think a lot of elements have influenced my style. Like I said earlier, you know, I traveled from a very young age. I think different places, whether it's people being dressed down in Berlin or a recent trip, in fact, to Scandinavia, I was really inspired by minimalism as a way of life. It's incredible to just to see, I think, different places. And you end up taking in a lot. And I think that definitely has an influence on the way I dress.
Yeah. And who would you say your fashion muse is?
Wow. I love Christina Centenara. She's the Vogue editor, fashion editor for Australia.
Okay.
And I really love her style. Yeah. And also maybe Karine Rotefeld. But yeah, I think Christina Centenara is great. Yeah.
Awesome. And what is your favorite color and why?
Oh, wow. To be honest with you, I'm not a fashion loyalist of sorts. So I can't really say I have a favorite color. It depends on the mood of the day. I think it depends on my mood, how I wake up feeling in the morning.
Okay, so what's your favorite color today?
Today my favorite color was all black. I think but it depends. It's interesting because on a shoot day, I've noticed I kind of have a work uniform, and that really helps me creatively because on the days that I'm shooting, I somehow work off neutral colors like a black, a gray, a white, a navy. I think it just helps me focus more on what I'm styling. Weirdly enough, I don't know, but mostly I notice that on shoot days, I never really wear color when I'm shooting.
Interesting. And this is kind of off script, but I know kind of earlier on you said that you never studied fashion and you kind of were self-taught. So could you just speak a bit more about what that process was like, kind of teaching yourself styling? How did you go about kind of learning more about the industry?
Well, I think styling is something that comes innately to you. I don't really think styling is something that can be taught in a textbook because, again, styling is something that really you can't contrive it. It has to be something that definitely comes naturally to you. With respect to studying about fashion, purely for my love for fashion, I would read a lot of books. I would be on blogs all the time. I'd spend hours on the internet just researching, you know, reading about different trends, reading about different designers, things that influenced fashion. And I think I learned a lot from that. And then, of course, once I started working in the industry, you can really watch and learn. Every day is a new day. That was really how, you know, I went about teaching myself. I think it's more just listening and watching people, even in the industry as I was interning. I would always, you know, kind of just stand around and listen. I think that's what the most important when you're learning.
Exactly. Awesome. And now we're going to go into my favorite round, which is called the Dream Talk Round. So, Aliyah, could you tell us a story of a time within your fashion journey when you literally felt like, wow, this is a dream come true. I'm literally living my dream.
Hello. There's been a few instances where this has happened to me. Earlier on, when I was with Harper's Bazaar, Zara was just coming into India, and I was invited to interview the CEO of Zara. I spent, I think, a week or 10 days with the Zara team in Spain visiting their headquarters. This was an amazing experience for me because here I found myself right in the heart of where probably fashion's biggest success story really began. It was incredible to get an insight on how the company worked on, you know, visiting their factory, actually being there and seeing how this their incredible business story. So I think that was an amazing experience for me.
Yeah.
Another moment I think was being really recognized for my personal style as a fashion influencer of sorts. H&M recently came to India and they chose to feature me on their Instagram page. And for me, that was huge because I think it's a great, it was a great form of recognition for me, for a brand like, H&M to recognize my personal style on a global level.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. I've got to see those pictures. And what would you say your ultimate dream is?
Well, I think my ultimate dream would be to create a brand for myself. I think that was, that would last longer than maybe I would, and to be recognized for everything that I stand for. I think that would be my ultimate dream.
Yeah. And would you do women's wear? What kind of brand do you see yourself doing?
Well, I think maybe something in the online space. I'm not sure what yet, but I think that would be interesting. Even if it were to have to create an online magazine of sorts, or to create just like a mixed space. I'm not sure what yet.
Yeah, and tell us a bit more about the fashion industry in India. What's it kind of like in terms of, you know, just as an industry? I'd love to kind of hear more about that.
Well, I think the fashion industry in India is still, I wouldn't say at a nascent stage, but it's definitely growing. It's huge, as you know, our population and the numbers in India, it's an incredible space to watch. Mm. There's so many jobs in fashion and there's a lot going on at the moment. I think, again, India is being recognized on the global map, even, with fashion and with movies. And I think it's really progressive industry in India at the moment.
Awesome. Tell us some exciting things that you're doing today. What really has you kind of feeling really awesome and energized today in relation to your career or you as an individual?
Well, I love to evolve and grow as an individual. So I constantly like to take in new things and to study new things. I'd love to study trend forecasting. So this is something I'm excited about. I think it would be something interesting to know how, you go about deriving the brand, deriving the trends. So that's something, and even still photography. So I look forward to studying a little bit this summer, hopefully. Other exciting things happening. I do a lot of advertising work.
Okay.
For really advertising for everything from, high street brands like Jack and Jones, whether it's beauty brands like a Pantene, Avène, Nivea, to advertising for Pepsi and 7-Up. So it just depends with me. It's interesting to see how each campaign is received. Mm-hmm. So I think my advertising work is kind of exciting. It changes every season again.
And
it's interesting to see what happens with that.
Amazing. And how did you start kind of get into advertising then?
Well, I got into advertising post my work with the magazine. A lot of in India, because of Bollywood, a lot of celebrities, Bollywood celebrities can sell. In India, Bollywood sells anything.
Yeah.
So by default of being a celebrity stylist and working with the celebrities, advertising was something I got into. And then it just, I grew interested into the subject. And then that's how I got about working in advertising. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So much going on, Aaliyah. Awesome. Now, I'm really excited about the next segment of Wear Your Dreams because we are now going into the triple love round where I'm going to ask you three questions about things you love and why. So the first question is a quote that you love.
A quote that I love. Okay. I believe that you should give away everything you know and more will come back to you. That's actually a quote by Paul Arden.
Okay. Paul Arden. Yeah. And why do you love that quote?
I think it's nice to kind of, teach people and give away everything that you do know. I think holding on to things doesn't really leave room for growth. And the more you give away, I think the more you have the ability to take in and learn and, to keep your mind open and free. So I think that's important.
Amazing. And now a book or blog you love or magazine?
A blog I love. I do love Who What Wear.
Yes, of course.
I think it's amazing. So relatable. And, you know, there's just something for everyone on there. I think every girl can really relate to that blog. Awesome. I love ID Magazine. I think they're very progressive. ID,
awesome. And now an inspirational woman you love.
Gosh, well, I would have to say my mom.
Yes.
I think she stood by me through everything that I've done, taught me to, you know, follow my dreams, support me, given me a lot of strength. So I definitely would say my mom.
Awesome. And guys, you will find all the show notes and info about Aaliyah on our website at bemigirl.com. That's GBEMIgirl.com. And last but not least, Aaliyah, what advice would you give to girls out there that are thinking about starting a career in fashion or just kind of transitioning into their dream career like you did?
I would say definitely follow your dreams. Definitely be two steps ahead of the game. You know, before your boss can ask you for something, you should have already done it. I think that's when you really know that, you know, you're going to make it for yourself. So I think just to follow really your dream and not to give up. I think a great way to start is to really create a vision board for yourself, you know, to really list put in all the elements there of where you really want to see yourself, whether it's the next 2 years or the next 5 years or the next 10 years for that matter. I think having a vision board visually really just helps you grow and helps you stay focused.
Yeah, love that. And Aaliyah, let us know, how can we get in touch with you and find out a bit more about any projects you've got going on?
Well, you can visit my website, aaliyahalrufai.com, or else I'm always available on Instagram to kind of see what I'm up to on an everyday basis.
Awesome. And what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is aaliyahalrufai.
Awesome. And we'll have that all on our show notes page, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Aaliyah. I've really enjoyed speaking to you and I hope you have too.
Thank you, Alice. It was an absolute pleasure. I had a really fun time chatting with you.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Aaliyah, and speak soon.
Are you ready to make 2016 your best year yet? Well, visit bemigirl.com/dream and sign up to receive the official WYD Dream Kit. We've created the coolest tools to help you make those 2016 goals happen. Lego.
Dreamers, thank you for being with us today on Wear Your Dreams. You can find all the show notes as well as cool girl content on bemigirl.com. That's GBEMIgirl.com. We would love you to subscribe to the show, so please click subscribe now and give us a rating and review so that we can continue to inspire and push you girlies to fulfill your dream. Don't forget to follow our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter pages, all at Bemi Girls. But for now, girlies, remember, anything is possible, so wear your dreams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.